coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Here's Mark Walters. Nothing. We're a mess over here today, Sean.
Yeah, we are.
We got, the anti-gunners. We have video issues. I just want to let you know, across the United States today, if you're looking at us at the armedamericanradio.com website, which you should be doing, what are we seeing, Sean? You? Not me?
Well, I've got myself up and the website, parts of the website up.
Okay.
And we're trying to work on your video as well.
Yeah, we're having camera issues here. See, we've been messing with this for several months, right, trying to get this thing working. I guess we've been in what computer lingo we would be, what, in beta mode?
Yeah.
Or is that what you call it?
That's what you call it, beta mode. That's exactly what it is.
We've been in beta mode for quite some time. And yeah. It looks like we thought we were out of beta. What do you call out of beta mode?
A hot mess. Usually when you come out of beta mode, that's when you start having issues and you have to put it all together. And then you have version one.
Apparently we haven't gotten back. We thought we were on version one, and apparently we're still in beta mode.
Yes, we are.
Is what's happening.
That's
so
true.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are on the Armed American Radio Network. Please head over to, head over to armedamericanradio.com, and you can watch Sean. And we are working on the video. You'll be able to see Sean. You just won't be able to see me. Is that where we're at, Sean?
That's where we're at. And I'm actually trying to get mine together as well.
Okay, so we've been spending time working on my video, and we haven't messed with his. So we're Bush League, and we're still in beta mode. So hang in there with us. We will get it repaired. If we don't get it repaired today, we'll get it repaired by next week. We'll figure it out. Wow, what an unbelievable week this has been for freedom. I think you would agree with me on that, Sean, would you not?
Oh, man. Yes, it is.
What an amazing week this has been.
I'm glad to see what I saw Tuesday, because I know a lot of people out there on the opposite side of the aisle thought the Tea Party movement was a joke. Well, the joke's definitely on them.
Well, I was watching because I could not help myself. I was flipping back and forth amongst a number of channels, cable. I don't watch network. I'm sorry. But I intentionally pained myself by going over to MSNBC.
Oh, me and you both.
Ed Schultz, Chris Matthews, yeah. Rachel Maddow, and fired Keith Olbermann. You know, we can talk about that. I have some issues with that one, too, we can talk about. But I did go over to MSNBC on a number of occasions and flipped back and forth, and watching them was absolutely hilarious.
Yes.
Quite frankly.
Matter of fact, I made a night of it. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, I could have too. It was funny because it didn't anger me. Usually if I watch that stuff, it angers me.
Mm-hmm.
This didn't. This I enjoyed. I truly enjoyed watching them, especially Ed Schultz. I mean, these guys were just beside themselves.
Yeah, they were.
Well, the Tea Party, you can't look at this as a success from the Tea Party. 34 pickups. They should have been 54.
Mm.
But because of O'Donnell and what's going on in Alaska, I mean, they've hurt themselves. Meanwhile, I'm thinking this is the only group of people the anti-gunners, really, it kind of epitomizes what the anti-gunners are all about.
Mm-hmm.
The Bradys, for example, we talk about it from time to time on this show. It's amazing to me. This is the only group of people who can take, and I love this word, their own words, a stinging defeat, as in Heller, smack upside the head with the U.S. Constitution. McDonald versus Chicago, whack upside the head with a rolled up copy of the U.S. Constitution, and yet they can turn it into a victory somehow, or attempt to. I guess it's a feel-good thing. It's a subconscious level. I cannot believe that I got stung that bad. I have to somehow subconsciously make myself feel better. And that's what they did on MSNBC. They were beating themselves up. You know, Sean, it was comical.
It really was. It was one of the I had great pleasure because I watched these people called, you know, the Tea Party movement, which I'm a part of. I was one of the first broadcasters to actually broadcast some of these, you know, interview some of these guys with Freedom Works, Tampa Bay Tea Party movement. Right, right. And, you know, I had great pleasure because I knew, you know, back then nobody wanted to even talk about the tea parties. Then all of a sudden everybody wanted to start making jokes and saying how, you know, everybody, if they're Tea Party members, they're racist, or they're Tea Party members, they're nut jobs or whatever. And I'm glad to see that people stepped up to the plate. You know, we had some people step up to the plate that's never run for office. And that's a good thing.
Well, you know, the Tea Party has been, I know you've been to a number of events across the country with the Tea Party. Have you not?
Yeah, I spoke in front of the Tea Party Express when it came to Dallas the first time.
And you gave Armed American Radio a great plug there.
Absolutely.
You ask yourself this question: what is the Tea Party? What does it mean? Well, it's a freedom thing, and you know, Barry Sotero found out about it mm-hmm. in a huge way mm-hmm. on Tuesday. So bad, in fact, he ran to Mumbai. And their excuse today was, "What was a pre-planned trip?" Yeah, it was pre-planned. We've been telling you on Armed American Radio what was going to happen in November. It can't get here soon enough. Every major network has been predicting it. I mean, it's not, you know, we're not, we don't have a case of ESP going on here.
Yeah.
Everybody knew what was coming.
I mean, how could you not know? You had over 70% of Americans tell you that we don't want socialized health care. And I'll never understand what they thought was going to happen.
Well, let's look at this from a gun standpoint.
Yeah.
Let's look at this from a Second Amendment standpoint. Second Amendment and all of us, mm-hmm. listeners of Armed American Radio, were big winners on Tuesday. Big winners on Tuesday. We picked up and added to what was arguably a pro-gun majority in the Congress anyway, and we have added to that total. Now, that's important. We still have battles to fight. But the state level, let's look at Wisconsin. One of two states that do not recognize any right to carry, concealed carry, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin, Illinois. We've talked about it a million times, and we'll continue to talk about it. However, Doyle, now let's go back here to the beginning. Wisconsin has passed concealed carry legislation through the state legislature twice in the past 2 years, twice, only to be vetoed twice by Governor Doyle, to be expected. In fact, it passed the second time with a veto-proof majority. One of the state legislators decided, I don't want to upset the governor for whatever reason, and refused to vote to override the veto. Hence, because of one turncoat, Wisconsin still sits idle with no concealed carry legislation. Now, mm-hmm. look what happened in Wisconsin. Doyle is gone. It's termed out. We have a new Republican governor. Both state houses flipped Republican.
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Which shocked me.
Well, didn't shock me.
That's a strong, and maybe it's because of Second Amendment issue there, but I was really shocked that Illinois flipped. That absolutely caught me off guard.
Well, hold on. Stay with Wisconsin. You're getting ahead of me.
Oh, okay.
What does that mean for mm-hmm. Wisconsin? Well, what it means is that Wisconsin, in fact, I have the paperwork right here, and it is many pages thick of what it means for Wisconsin. And what it means, Wisconsin, is that you are going to have concealed carry legislation very, very soon. Now what matters is, and you know, Tim Schmidt was here a couple weeks back talking about what type of concealed carry legislation, Sean, are we going to see in Wisconsin now? Are we going to have to get on our knees and beg the state for a permission slip?
You never know.
With a concealed weapons permit? We don't want to have to do that, do we?
Nope.
So we have Wisconsin now in a very enviable position. of going after concealed carry legislation in the wake of not just the Heller decision, but in the wake of the McDonald decision as well. What does that mean? That means Wisconsin is ripe for constitutional carry, as you have in Arizona, Alaska, and Vermont. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about it here on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Galco's new King Tuck tuckable inside the waistband holster reigns supreme in comfort, speed, and versatility. The patented King Tuck provides the best of both worlds. A comfortable backing plate made of lined saddle leather with Nappa leather front and a rigid Kydex holster pocket for a fast draw and easy holstering. The King Tuck's removable metal belt clips can be adjusted to set the carry height and angle to suit your unique preferences. To order your King Tuck online, visit GalcoGunLeather.com. Now you can learn avoidance and awareness the sealed mindset way. In the 15 Seconds to Safety course, you'll learn a whole new world of awareness that you can use to avoid danger, rely upon your instincts to stay safe, and learn how to decide if people and situations might be dangerous to you. Learn how to avoid a situation that may require the use of your gun in the first place. Learn the sealed mindset way at sealedmindset.com. That's sealedmindset.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com. This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. I don't think I, Sean, have multitasked so much. I have computers all over the place in front of me.
Oh, don't feel bad. I've got this studio tore apart.
We are working for you, ladies and gentlemen, desperately trying to get out of beta mode, if you will,
yeah,
on our camera situation in the studio. So bear with us. We're trying in between breaks. It's kind of tough to do, but we'll play with that while we're on air too. And, you know, participation in today's show would be a lot of fun. If you're interested, please call 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566, because our guest now is John Lott, author, this is great, of More Guns, Less Crime. He confounds the anti-gunners at every twist and turn, and I can't wait to get from his incredible mind his perception of what happened on Tuesday. And I've also got a great email to read to him from a young lady on a high school debate team, Sean, who's
very
looking
nice
for some answers, and I'll read the email and I'll let John answer it. John Lott, welcome to Armed American Radio. How are you today?
Oh, doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, John, Tuesday was huge.
Yeah, no, it was definitely important for many reasons. You know, it's one can not just gun rights, but also I think for health care and other things that are important also. But in the issue of guns, I think it's pretty clear now that Wisconsin is going to adopt a right to carry law, and that means that only Illinois will be left as the only state in the country that completely forbids people from being able to carry permanent concealed handguns. And it'll be interesting to see what types of arguments they come up with at that point for why they should continue to be so unique. But even in Illinois came fairly close. If Brady had won the race over Quinn, then I think Illinois would be joining Wisconsin in the change there. But you know, you look across the country, the fact that you know, whether it's with regard to the Senate, I think on net there are more pro-gun votes have been picked up, and surely many more in the House. I think things like John Thune's from South Dakota, the senator from South Dakota, his bill about concealed carry nationwide seems like it has a good chance of passing now in Congress.
Yeah, you're talking about the Thune Amendment. That let's let listeners remind listeners of what that was. That was national reciprocity.
Right.
And I think we missed that by what? About just a couple, three or four votes.
Yeah, I think it was two or three votes in the Senate. That's right.
Right.
And it would seem, and that's to get the 60 to undo the filibuster that was going on there, and it would seem like they should definitely have the votes to handle that now.
You know, interesting, John. Let's talk about Nevada for a second, because this has been a thorn in a lot of people's sides. Harry Reid, of course. And, you know, do you say Harry's pro-gun? I caught a little flack for saying he was pro-gun. Of course, I put that in the context of who would have come in behind him being Chuck Schumer. We all know where Chuck Schumer stands. You know, now, Harry Reid, I think, when the Thune Amendment comes up, will he bring that to the floor? We would have stood no chance with Schumer.
Right. Well, you know, if you have that many votes, I'm not sure Reid is going to be able to stop it. It's not like you're talking about in the House,
right,
where they have much more control of the agenda through the Rules Committee that's there. I mean, there's limits that they can put on amendments on the Senate floor, but it's much more difficult to do anything. And now that the Democrats have a 53-47 vote lead as opposed to 60-40 or 59-41, I think their ability to do it is even more greatly limited.
Yeah, that's something that that I would love to see come through now. You know, it's going to be really, really fun to watch from 2010 to 2012. Of course, we have this whole thing going on with Nancy Pelosi right now. She's going to win a Bonehead of the Week award here later in the broadcast. We'll give a couple quotes from her. Amazing to see some of the audacity here. But you mentioned Wisconsin, and before we went to a break, we spent a large portion of the first segment discussing what happened in Wisconsin. Of course, we had an unbelievable shift in Wisconsin with the state legislature, both houses, moving to a Republican majority and, of course, a Republican governor. And they're already talking about bringing concealed carry to Wisconsin. And Wisconsin is in a unique position now. And I happen to know personally some folks who are going to start pursuing constitutional carry as an approach in Wisconsin now that the floor seems to be open. So it will be fun to watch that debate unfold in Wisconsin. And I don't know that Illinois will be far behind it, John.
Well, I mean, the difficulty that you have with Illinois is that you have a governor who's going to veto it.
Right.
And while they probably have the votes in both the House and the Senate, if votes were allowed to get it through, they definitely can't override a veto. And the problem in the House is even if the downstate pro-gun Democrats would be able to provide enough margin for victory there, Speaker Madigan, who's the Democratic Speaker of the House there, I'm sure he won't let things come to a vote. So it would have made a big difference to have had a Republican governor there in that case.
Yeah, it definitely would have, no question about it. I am excited for the folks in Wisconsin. There's going to be some great changes in Wisconsin. I believe they're going to be very soon, the 49th state. They've already passed the legislation two times. Now it's just a matter of in what form it passes. And I'm excited to see what some of the folks up there at WisconsinCCW.org, how they approach that coming legislation and how they word that legislation. And folks, you can go actually over to WisconsinCCW.org and get involved. We have a lot of listeners and a lot of fans up in Wisconsin, and I implore you to please, now is the time to go there and start to get active. The grassroots efforts across the country have made a huge difference, not only in this election, but in past elections, and they will in future elections too. John, later on in the show, we're going to have Joe Miller in Alaska on. That's been a fascinating battle up there with
right.
Murkowski. And, you know,
well,
obviously,
if he needs somebody to do statistics on the vote count that they have there, it's something I've done before, you feel free to offer my services to him. So, I've done it, everything from the 2000 race in Florida on for other campaigns. So I'd be happy to help him out, because I think for many reasons, I think he'd be an awesome person to have in the Senate. It's not just the gun issue, though he's strong on that. But Murkowski said that she wouldn't vote for repeal of the health care bill.
Right.
And that by itself, I think, would be enough to support him. Plus, he's probably about the only person I heard running for the Senate this last time who openly spoke what I think a lot of people regard as common sense with regard to what's in the Constitution and what's not in terms of what legislation they can pass. I mean, I heard him talking about it in terms of unemployment insurance.
Right.
And one can say, you know, if you're for unemployment insurance, fine, have the states do it. But there's nothing in the Constitution that gives the federal government the power. And what the Constitution says fairly clearly is if it's not explicitly stated that the federal government can do things, then it's prohibited from doing it.
You got it. John, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Joe Miller up there in Alaska. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. A fascinating conversation, folks. Don't go away.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Car Arms and Auto Ordnance. Make sure to check them out, all their fine products, including the world-famous Car PM9 at KAHR.com. That's car.com, KAHR.com. Check them out.
Week after week, we flip from Nugent to the Stacey Jones Band. Back to Nugent, Sean.
Hey, you haven't sent me that clip.
It's not just a clip. I'll tell you, that's a great tune all the way around. And when we redo some of that bumper music, we'll definitely add that in there.
Or at least send me an email. Maybe I can find the music itself.
Yeah, that's fun stuff. StaceyJonesBand.com, ladies and gentlemen. They're kind enough to let us use their music. So by all means, go out there and support them. Also, the Armed American Radio Network advertisers, our sponsors, who enable us to bring the show to you every week from coast to coast, from the southeast beaches of Florida to the crab fishing vessels and the North Slope up there at Prudhoe Bay, Alaska. Check them out. In particular, Midway USA, North American Arms, and the Second Amendment Foundation is now on there, Sean.
All right.
So now you can get in there and click in there and pick up some of their fun stuff, their logoed shirts and things are top sellers. So help the folks that help us. Keep it in the family. If you're interested in participating on the show today, talk to John Lott, author of More Guns, Less Crime. You can reach out to us on the email, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. tweet us, twitter.com/AARmark also works. That's twitter.com/AARmark. Or feel free to call us, 877-956-9566. A great conversation with John Lott. John, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks.
We have a couple emails here, one in particular that I wanted to read to you, John, because it came to us from a high school student. It says, and I wanted to read this. It didn't come specifically to you, but it's right there up your alley, and I'm reaching out to her to try to bring her on the show next week or the week after to see how she did. Take a listen to this. Hello, I am a student at Oviedo High School. It's in Florida. In my debate class, we are debating concealed carry permits. I am on the side for the permit. I was wondering if you had any stories I could source in my debate or any information that could help. The debate is in a week, so if you can help, please contact me back quickly. Sincerely, Marilyn. I'll leave it at that. John, how would you advise her to start with something like that?
Well, if you want stories of defensive gun users, their websites, Second Amendment Foundation website has a long list of stories there. You also have Clayton Kramer has a website where he has defensive gun uses. I think they have some of those broken down by concealed carry cases there, so it should be relatively easy to find. But, you know, if it were me, I wouldn't just try to go and argue by some examples that are there, because the other side will go and provide examples of bad things that happen with guns. I think there are a couple issues that one can deal with. First of all is just the simplest question, that is how do permit holders behave? And just point out how incredibly law-abiding those are, those people that go through the process to go and get the permit. If you do a Google search on, like, Florida statistics, concealed carry, I think you'll end up at a website for the Florida statistics that are there, and you'll find that since October 1987, when they started issuing the permits there, and the end of August of this year, they'd given permits to about 1.8 million people. Those individuals had renewed their permits multiple times on average. But out of that 1.8 million, about 168 had had their permits revoked for any reason. And if you go to my book, the third edition of More Guns, Less Crime, that just came out this summer, you'll find data for about 25 different states there. You can also go to my website, johnrlott.com, and if you scroll down and look at the far right column, you'll see a link that I have to my op-eds that I've written. And there's some op-eds there that will provide you with even more updated statistics than are in the book. And so that's the first question, you know, what's the behavior of permit holders? And that's a very easy question to answer, just what's the experience? Because the other side in the debate is very likely to go and say, well, this might happen, or what happens if this happens? What state did you say she was in?
She's in Florida.
Florida. Well, she got the Florida statistics there. In fact, if you look at the revocations for any firearms-related violation over the since 1987, it comes to like 0.01%. So it's 0.01%. If you look at the rate from January 2008 to now, it comes to a rate of, they have like 750,000 active permit holders in Florida, Florida permits. And it comes to a revocation rate of 0.0002%. So that's 0.2%. I'd argue it's pretty hard to find any group in the population that has as few problems as you find with permit holders there. But it's true across the different states. It's just not in Florida. The other issue that's a little bit more difficult to get into, but I think it's easy enough, is what happens to crime rates. And in the third edition, More Guns, Less Crime, I have a table in Chapter 10 where I just kind of summarize what the academic research is on this issue. And what you find is that most of the research finds large drops in violent crime. There's some studies that claim that there's no significant benefit or a small benefit, but there's not a single Referee Journal article that claims to find, by either an economist or a criminologist, that claims to find a bad effect from right-to-carry laws on crime rates. And I think that's relatively remarkable when you look at most academic debates that are going on. The worst that the strongest critics can say is that, well, maybe there's a small benefit. And I think if that's all they're going to be arguing in most of these situations, it's pretty hard for them to go and argue against people being able to carry concealed handguns. So those are the two easiest questions to try to get into. And I think, if she gets a hold of the third edition, I think she can get it for like $12 from Amazon, then, she'll have all the up-to-date numbers and statistics on that. But my website also should have lots of things if she wants to go and look there.
And I did direct her directly to your website today. I directed her to your book, the third edition, which I have here. Great book. And it's one of those reads where, I mean, you just got to sit down and just suck it up. And literally, because there is so much information in the book. And Marilyn, if you pick up John's book, you can head to any bookstore in the area, get a copy of it before the debate, and read it. And you can skim through it and get enough information that you can pick out. And you're in a great state. She is, John, in a great state, because the statistics on Florida are fairly well known. As you said, it's a fraction of a percentage point. It's very difficult to argue those facts, particularly in Florida, because there is such
a... Right, well, I think it's true in many states. Florida is easy just because it's on the website. They update it every month. So the licensing bureau there makes it very easy for people to get up-to-the-date numbers on whether there have been any problems with permit holders there in the state. And since you have so many decades and you have so many millions of people that have, had permits, and they've renewed it so many times, it's really a huge amount of data that you have there, and to have so few problems there is really, really amazing. I mean, I think even the strongest supporters would have been pretty surprised to have seen how incredibly small any problems have been.
That's great stuff. Marilyn, thank you very much. Good luck in the debate. We're going to try to bring you on to see how you make out. This is the Armed American Radio Network. That's John Lott. We'll be right back.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. K-E-L-T-E-C Weapons.com.
1 500-pound wild boar. 1 9mm round of extreme shock ammunition. Bacon, anyone? That's all it takes when you're using the world's most advanced ammunition. Used by special ops and police, Extreme Shock's lethal bullet technology features unrivaled expanding fragmentation that stops the threat and inflicts massive tissue damage. See the photos and videos at extremeshockusa.net.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-8961 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-8961. That's 1-800-607-8961. Again, 1-800-607-8961.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
I got to tell you, I'm glad that camera's not on in here, Sean.
Why not?
I've got stuff everywhere.
Oh, don't feel bad.
I've got paperwork in all hands.
Don't feel bad at all. I've got paperwork in hands. I've got, if you look behind me, which you can't, thank God, but I have a whole stack of everything that was in my suitcase that I carry my laptop in is all over the floor. I have wires, all kind of wires, mouse, everything.
But that looks cool. It makes you look busy, and everybody can see you on there, and I'm kind of glad they can't see me right now, but we're working on the problem. Ladies and gentlemen, send some emails our way. We are getting emails. In fact, Sean, it's interesting. Most of the emails are coming in about the sound on the audio feed.
Yes, which, I got that fixed.
Which you've corrected, and that's a good thing. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Welcome to the show, and a good one it is. We have John Lott, author of More Guns, Less Crime, and we're talking about election results, Oviedo, I guess that's the way you pronounce it, right? Oviedo, Florida, from a young lady who has a debate, and she's got the pro-concealed carry permit side. She's sent an email in looking for some help, and we turn that question over to John, the expert. Her timing was perfect. We've also got a lot of news. We're overwhelmed with stuff. It's great. Here's one for you, and I want to get John's opinion on this. John, welcome back to the show.
No, thanks.
Listen to this one. This guy's he gets a Bonehead of the Week award, and he is, I don't know much about him, Baldwin County, Alabama Sheriff Huey Haas Mack. Huey Haas Mack. And it says, the article is titled Deputies to Enforce Handgun Ban in Baldwin Buildings. Now, Baldwin County is right down there next to the Florida Panhandle. Okay? And I've heard statistics, John, maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not sure where I read it. It was some time ago that about 50% of Alabama residents actually hold an Alabama permit. Have you heard anything about that?
No, I don't think it's 50%. I mean, if you look at the first of all, it's a little hard to get data on Alabama simply because you have to. It's handled at the county level. The state doesn't collect it, so you have to go to each county. But if you look at the six largest counties in the state, it's something about 8.5% of the population, adult population in those counties, have a permit. Now, usually permit rates are lower, relatively low in urban areas compared to the rest of the state. And so my guess is it's something over 8.5%. I wouldn't be surprised if it's something like around 10% or even higher than that for the state as a whole. But for the urban counties, it's about 8.5%.
Okay, maybe that referred to the amount of residents that are gun owners. I'm not sure. I'll have to look that up. Don't want to give misinformation there. But this particular column, deputies to enforce handgun ban in Baldwin buildings. And here's what Sheriff Huey Hoss Mack was quoted as saying. Sean laughs. Huey Hoss Mack. Let's call him Hoss. Hoss says, the way I understand it with the ordinance being enacted, as sheriff, I don't get to interpret the law or the ordinance. I just have to enforce it. Which makes sense. Okay, understand what he says. Except later on in here, it says that he was actually instrumental. The sheriff, get this, the sheriff, judges, and other courthouse personnel asked the county months ago to pass an ordinance that would give security officers legal authority to take away weapons at checkpoints. So it seems he's a little bit more involved in the law than just interpreting it. John, that concerned me a little bit.
I guess it's not uncommon for sheriffs to let other public officials know what they'd like to have done with regard to these laws. I guess the more important point here would simply be that, he's in a minority as far as sheriffs go. I mean, when you're talking about things like concealed carry,
right.
You have 70 to 75% of street officers support people being able to carry permit concealed handguns. When you're talking, the National Association of Chiefs of Police puts it someplace between about 55 and 60% of managerial officers support people being able to carry concealed handguns. So, he's in the minority on those points. And I think, it'd be interesting to hear what his objections are, but it's not really obvious what they would be.
No, and it's kind of tough to ascertain a lot of that from this and just skimming through it. But interestingly, this is where it gets good. In a letter to Mack, the district attorney, Judy Newcomb, in Baldwin County, mentioned that the new ordinance that bans weapons, explosives, smoking, alcohol, and other items might be unconstitutional when it comes to handguns. Newcomb mentioned to Haas that the ordinance's handgun ban could be and probably will be legally challenged. And that's when he said, well, we're going to enforce it anyway. Mm. Obviously, he had a hand in the law because it clearly states here that the sheriff, judges, and other courthouse personnel asked the county months ago to pass an ordinance. Now, of course, that's in the wake of McDonald, when you have attorneys general reviewing all kinds of things, John, across the country, including Wisconsin's, with the open carry situation up there, saying in several counties up there that they're going to refuse to prosecute even any concealed carry case, in fact, as a result of McDonald.
If you read the Supreme Court decisions on Heller and then McDonald, the D.C. and then the Chicago case, it seems pretty clear the Supreme Court has argued that people have a right to not only keep, but also bear arms, and bear means carry. Now, whether the Supreme Court would decide that carry means open carry, or whether the Supreme Court will decide that that would also allow concealed carry, is something that's open for debate, and it's something we'll just have to wait and see. It's obviously going to depend a lot on who's on the Supreme Court,
right?
Just because you're able to get 5 votes to go and say that people have a right to carry to have guns in their home for self-defense doesn't mean that you'll get the same 5 votes. So, and obviously the people that Obama's put on the court for, whether it's Kagan or Sotomayor, those are 2 individuals. I mean, Kagan I knew a little bit at the University of Chicago, but obviously 2 people who are very hostile to gun ownership. Kagan oversaw a lot of the Clinton administration rules and pushes for gun control during the 1990s, and which I assume is the reason why Obama put her on the Supreme Court, given his strong anti-gun views. So, one more switch on the Supreme Court could mean all the difference between whether or not we could win something like that. But, and things like John Thune's amendment that we were talking about earlier would also be important there, because if the Congress were to enact legislation that indicated that they thought people had a right to carry concealed handguns around the country, that would impact the Supreme Court. It would make a difference in terms of how they interpreted things.
And we are,
I think, just another reason to hope Thune's amendment goes through.
Which is interesting here, because now we can kind of segue into Kansas. Kansas just put that amendment to the test of the voters and reaffirmed the right of law-abiding Kansans to keep and bear arms by rewriting their constitution. When we come back, we'll give you the exact wording of that. And Patricia Stoneking was here on Armed American Radio to talk about it. John, thank you very much for joining us on Armed American Radio. Appreciate it very much. Where can listeners catch you?
I guess my website's probably the easiest, johnarlott.com.
JohnRLott.com, ladies and gentlemen. Go there and pick up a copy also of More Guns, Less Crime, the third edition. This has been the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be back.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in you.
Tell it to me by the clamor now, baby. Hi, I am Gloria Ross. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, I ask that you minister to the hearts of those listening today. Reach your hand way down into their soul and pick them up from their desperate state. Minister to their needs, afflictions, and raise their spirits up in Jesus' name. P-R-A-Y. Powerful results are yours when you pray. Visit me at GloriaRoss.com.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.
Simple. The refreshingly simple Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Credit Card.